Hey, Slay. Hey, everyone. It's me, Jay, and I'm with my girl, Nina. And welcome back to the No Stylists Left Behind podcast. And we want to give a big shout out to our sponsors at Oligo Professional. And did you know the Blacklight Lightning System is the key to navigating the complete spectrum of blondes effortlessly? Any blonde you can imagine is now attainable. Blacklight's technology offers vibrant blondes white while maintaining shiny, healthy, and hydrated hair. Nina, what's good?
Woo, look at that. Talking about some black light.
Honey, black light is my way of lifting, shifting higher than the ceiling.
I love it. Love, love, love. Thank you so much to our amazing sponsor, Oligo Professional. And you and I are so fired up about this topic today.
Oh, yes.
We've had conversations about it, and we have also had personal experience. So before we dive in, I want you guys to shift your mindset a little bit from being a hairstylist to actually being a consumer.
Oh, yes.
Here right? we because go. Because we have to think like clients sometimes to really understand where they're coming from. So today, we are going to be talking about the things that could potentially turn your clients off in your business. And we're going to go through the different stages all the way from the pre, you know, coming into the salon. So prepping the appointment all the way down to them checking out and going home. And, you know, we do speak from personal experience and just in different avenues that we've, you know, appointments and things that we do. I think we always need to be thinking like consumers, like what turns you off when you go into a store or when you go to get a massage or all of the things. So are you ready for this topic?
Oh, I'm so ready for this topic. And me and Nina have shared this before that you should walk in your business as a consumer, as a guest. And it's very important. So we're going to give you tips and tricks today on just making you look at your business in different ways. And if you do see yourself maybe recognizing some of the do's and don'ts, this will help you shift your mindset.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, we get so stuck sometimes working in our business, like we're just in it. We're
yeah.
so in it. We're enthralled in it. We're behind the chair. We're doing bookkeeping. We're doing all of the things that sometimes, you know, you just need to listen to a podcast or maybe, you know, you read something in a book that kind of pulls you out of that space and you're like, wow, we do that in the salon or we don't do that in the salon and maybe we should. So we're just going to kind of throw some ideas out there and things that really kind of and could possibly turn your guests off. And so we want to stop that. We want to get you guys busy, keep you moving forward in your business and give you all the tips and tools that we can to get you moving forward. So you ready?
And yeah, this is a little check-in. So let's start with number one. And this is all about the prep. Mm. Everything from online booking to your online presence, your website journey. This is their first impression. And that's our reality now. All of our guests, if you think about just booking anything from a restaurant to a hair service to maybe a spa reservation, you're going to be what? Online. So let's dive deep into that, Nina.
So online, and not everybody wants to do online booking. I feel like it really has to be a fit for your business, but you'll probably hear me say these two words over and over again, sheer convenience.
Yes.
Everything is about sheer convenience for the guest. So think about it as a consumer, right? If you go to book an appointment for a massage or for your nails or lashes, whatever you don't do in your salon that you know, self-care, right? And you are maybe in a new town or maybe you're visiting or on vacation and you want it right now and you have to book it and you want to get it done because you have 5 million other things that you need to do and you don't want to think about it ever again until you have to go. So you go online and you start looking. You start reading reviews. You start going on to Yelp. You go on Google. You do all the things and now you found the perfect place that you want to book your appointment and you're like, where's the online booking? How do I book my appointment? I have to call them. Can I just tell you right now that I'm supposed to make an appointment for my dog to go get, he gets a shot because he has allergies. And this sounds so horrible. I've put it off now for over a week because I know that I have to call them. This is true life. I have to call them and I'm like, oh, I got it. All right. I'll make a minute here. I'll make a minute there. And I keep forgetting and I push it off. if I could just go on the website for my vet and click book now, click the time, it would have been done a week and a half ago.
Right.
Right. So the prep is always, you know, thinking about what's going to be convenient for the guest. You're going to have to make some concessions and you can put things into place for your system. So maybe you don't take new guests for your balayage, or there's certain stipulations that you can set in line, but online booking is their quick access to you right away. They're not putting off their appointment. You'll have more, a higher frequency of visit. And most, actually more than, I think it's more than 50 or 60% of clients are actually booking their appointments during off hours. So we have to start thinking about this. What is something that you kind of wanted to dive into that also has to do with the prep? Even booking systems or even like phone systems or anything like that ahead of time.
Oh, absolutely. So while we're on the online booking, let's dive deep into that. So my experience just happened recently. Mm-hmm. I was having my family in town and I went on to book online and I booked my reservation. Mm-hmm. So I go to my reservation with my family who was only in town for 3 days. Mm-hmm. So this was really important. We're having this experience together. I show up to my reservation and the booking system did not speak to their computer system. Mm-hmm. So I walk in with my family who's only in town for a couple days and they do not have our information, even though their online booking system said you're good to go. Mm-hmm. I show up to my reservation and I don't have one. That's an inconvenience.
Right.
So my way of what I would do when I was in the salon and before I would even launch my booking system and I was trying it out, we experienced it as consumers. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that maybe that was the disconnect. Things got out of hand. They got busy. They weren't focused on it. And it wasn't reading to each other, right? From their system that they see right in front of them on the daily. So your front desk receptionist to the point of their online reservation booking system. Mm-hmm. They weren't speaking together. But if they were aware and experienced it as a consumer, then they would have known that maybe there was a disconnect and it was an easy fix to experience it as a guest, right? So just taking those extra little steps. So if you feel like you've had disconnections in your online booking system, set up your own account, go on as a consumer, use an alias and go through the booking system accordingly. Because what I can say is that I was really not happy. I was a raving fan. And then I turned into someone who didn't want to get a service there at all. It was an inconvenience and there was no share convenience as what Nina was talking about, that already from the jump, my perception of them was they don't really want me to have an amazing experience with them anyways.
Right. Right. And this is the thing too, because I've also had a very similar experience of my own, but I think with the booking system, listen, things happen. Like,
yes,
things happen all the time, but you always, as an owner, as a suite owner, renter, salon owner, you always have to be checking your systems. I love the idea of going on as a consumer and just booking the appointments just to kind of check in, make sure everything is flowing properly. And if you're booking new guests on your online booking system, it's really important for your receptionists to follow up with them. So the new client books an appointment, it beeps and alerts to let you know you have a new appointment. We always had the receptionist follow up with that first time guest just to make sure that we have crossed our T's and dotted our I's.
They're booking the right services, all of that. Yes.
We had the right time available. So yes, I love that. And I think, you know, things happen and I think you and I are very understanding to that. And I had a similar situation with an online booking system that twice or three times I booked online with a system and it put me in different dates. And so I was getting text messages and emails about the wrong date. So then I had a call and it turned into this thing. And at the end of the day, you're like, do I really want to go there? Do I really want to spend my time there? What is really happening in there? These are all the little nuances that we want you to kind of think about because it could turn off a potential guest, right?
And I do want to say something really quick about that is that I know Nina being my bestie and podcast wifey, that a schedule to her is extremely important. Mm-hmm. So now she's getting wrong dates. Yeah. Now she's getting dates that she's already booked out. She has free time. Everything else is booked and busy. So those are crucial moments. Those are realities as consumers. So your consumers have a life. They have a way, they have work, they have things that they have to do. They probably have kids, right? So we have to assume that they have a booked and busy schedule. So we want to get it right the first time.
Absolutely. And I want to move on to still on the prep, still yes. on one. But I want to talk about phone calls, you know, taking phone call appointments, and that think of that as the pre-first impression. So you have website is like your digital first impression. Your Instagram is your portfolio, which is also a digital first impression. But now, and then also your online booking system. But now when you're talking about talking to someone on the phone and taking appointments, this is the first impression and interaction with a human person in your business. So what does that look like? So we have to make sure that we are friendly, we are inviting, we are warm. We make the client feel like we really want to talk to them. We're getting the proper information. We're asking all of the right questions. We're talking about cancellation policies. We're letting people know what's going on in the business on that phone call, because you know how it is, guys. Think of it as a consumer. Yes. When you call customer service and someone's like, thank you for calling 1N Agency. What can I do for you? Like when someone answers the phone, like you can just tell they're not intrigued or excited to hear from you. That like takes the, it like sucks. Like, yes. Oh, hi. Yeah. I'm just yes. making an appointment to get a massage. And they're like, great. Well, what day do you want to come in? Like, it's just the tone. So really practicing, like I know, Jay, you've talked about this before, but always smiling when you answer the phone. I think it's so yes. important. And it is, there's a barrier there. You can't see each other. So you almost have to go over the top, right? Over the top to make them feel like you want to talk to them. Like they are the best friend that they don't even know it yet. You guys are best friends and you don't even know it yet. So for you guys that are still using phone systems for your appointments, it needs to be on point.
So I want to dive deep a little bit deeper into that. And I want to say, yes, I had notes all over my computer over the phone that said smile. Mm-hmm. First step before anything else, smile. But I also want to say is that I went around to every stylist and I said, the phone's ringing. What do you say? Mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure that it was consistent across the board. So right. now if you have new team members, if you have people that really aren't used to answering the phones anymore, there is an opportunity that may arise or come about that they are going to be able to answer the phone. So it's that daily check-in. And if I highly suggest having a script. Yeah. So it's yep. a fabulous day at Salon J. Leitner, right? That was our go-to open line. Mm-hmm. So if someone's calling for the fifth time to book the reservation and they get Salon J. Leitner, why isn't it a fabulous day anymore?
Right.
Isn't it a fabulous day still? What's happening? Right? So you have a raving fan. So there needs to be consistency mm-hmm. and a system to your script. And especially now with our new reality, we have rules and regulations and questions that are mandatory to ask.
Right.
So we have to make sure that everyone is on the same page and that you are answering the phones accordingly with the same questions. Now, it was already, you know, a fun and exciting time for all of us because we have crucial questions to ask about what reservations are, mm-hmm. what services are, right? But now we have the added bonus of our journey to talk about the new regulations that are set in place and the rules of engagement that we have to have placed upon our businesses for our new reality.
Right.
So having a script and adding to the script and making sure that, like Nina said, we're crossing our T's and we're dotting our I's to make sure that they are having the most exceptional mm-hmm. service possible.
Right.
And if you feel that your salon is so booked and busy, and I want to talk about this really quick, is if you answer the phone, if I'm booking an appointment or to a restaurant, to a hotel, to a service provider in the beauty industry, mm-hmm. and I get, hi, this is such and such, can I please hold? Mm-hmm. That's a problem for me. I hang up. I don't have time to hold. Why don't you have someone else on your team booking? So if you're overly booked, maybe get another person in there that can kind of help with the flow.
Right.
Right. Because I don't have time to wait. I will not wait. That's just me. I'm like So there's more me's than there are you's. If you say, oh, well, I don't mind holding, there's more me's that don't like holding.
Absolutely. And you know what the other crazy thing is too, and I really want you guys to think of this, and this just came to me.
Yeah.
If you have someone that is like checking you out, you know, not even a referral, just someone that found you, maybe they're new to the area.
Yeah.
If you think about it, all the ways that they have to travel to get to you, Instagram, Facebook, website, right? It's all the funnels of the ways that they're going to get with you and finally end up in your chair. And so all along the way, they're like, ooh, I love the Facebook. Mm-hmm, that's good. Okay. Instagram. Wow. That looks amazing. Go to the website. Wow. That looks really great. Where's their book now button? How do I book? Okay. Now I have to search. Now I have to scroll. You have interrupted the flow of them coming and booking and sitting in your chair. So we have to think of each of these items that we're talking about is a true flow. So we've got Instagram, we've got Facebook, we've got website. Now maybe we lost them on the online booking, but they're still really excited because they love you so much and love what they see. So they're like, crap, let me get the phone number and call these people. So they call. Now we're moving into the next flow. The person answers the phone and they're like, thank you for calling one an agency. What can I do for you? Okay, great. When do you want to come in? Well, we don't have that time. Okay. Like, so now they had one little blip on the screen, the website, not the online booking, which they could overlook. So they're giving you another chance. Now they moved on to the next flow, which is the pre-first impression, like before they meet you in person. So that's the phone call. Now they could be turned off by that. So now that's two strikes. You may have lost them by that time. That could be a loyal client that will spend time. You could build a relationship with them. They would spend money in your business over time, but you lost them along the way. So as an owner, as a solopreneur, as a business owner, suite owner, renter, you have to make sure that your flow is seamless. It doesn't mean it's going to be perfect because shit happens, right? So that kind of leads me into the next phase, which is tip number two or area number two of the flow. And that would be in-person first impression. So in-person first impression, what does that look like for you in your business? Are you doing all the great things that they love, or are you losing them with that first impression? And it's in person. So I want to hear from you on this one, Jay, and what you think about
it. So I'm like giggling because I love the intro. And there's moments when I've been to a restaurant, a service provider for like any of my beauty needs. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I would be adamant with the way that we would have our introduction is not having a Waffle House greeting where you're yelling from the back, right? Hi, I will be right with you. We're busy, right? So it's like, okay. So we always had someone up there ready to go to greet with a smile and to know their name.
Yes.
Know their name right off the jump. So we knew, okay, so we would have little notes, right? Use your booking system accordingly or however you have that, right? Having little notes like Sarah, rockin' bomb Vidal Sassoon blonde. Mm-hmm. Bob, blonde, rocking. You know what I mean? There was characteristics. So we knew that Sarah was this individual. Mm-hmm. And we knew, okay, all these, and we're checking them in. Because a lot of times you keep them in the reservoir, you haven't moved them into the service side. Right. So now your list is like a list of people that are there in the building. So we'd always knock them out. So we knew, okay, it's 11 o'clock. We have Sarah coming in. We're going to greet her. Hello, Sarah. Welcome to Jay Ladner. Mm-hmm. Right? Thank you so much. Is there anything that I can get for your beverage? Now I'm giving them opportunities. Oh, it's your first time. Let me give you a tour of our space so you know where everything's at. There's that intro. It's warm. It's inviting. It's like the greet is just, it feels cozy. Mm-hmm. It's not messy. It's very calm. We have a system. We have structure. And there's moments when we did get it wrong, when no one was at the front, that we forgot about the services or the added bonuses of what we offer to our guests. We didn't give them a tour. They're sitting in their chair like, do they even have a restroom?
Right?
So just allowing them to have those moving and shakings in that intro, that it's a calm, inviting space that's energetic and excited for them to come in? Or have you experienced this, Nina, in your business or through an experience where you walk in and they have a face of, why the hell are you here? Who is this person? That happened to me just a couple of days ago.
Yeah. And here's the thing, when we keep talking about this flow and how you can lose people along the way, right? It's kind of like they're excited, they get there, you made it through all of the website, the Instagram, the Facebook, the booking system, even the phone, you know, if you're doing phone sessions for appointments, now they come in and now they don't feel warm and fuzzy, or they don't feel like, wow, they're really excited to see me. And it really is just about that inviting, welcoming feeling, because listen to this. There are so many clients that have broken up with their stylist to come to your salon, a stylist that they may have been with for 5, 10, 15 years. And so they're intimidated coming into your space. So you have to go above and beyond to make them feel like they're back home where they were before, just with a different stylist, right? So it is about the tours, and it is about, you know, getting them set up with their robe and their beverage and showing them around and saying the word welcome, because there's a statistic out there that shows that it eases their stress. It eases people's stress when you say the word welcome by, I think it was 65%. So it makes them feel so much better when you're like, oh my God, Lori, it's so great to meet you. Welcome to the salon. And it's kind of like they can breathe. And so just think about the flow when someone comes in. What does that look like? You know, are they doing a digital intake form, which now we're talking more digital than we were in-person intake forms? What does it look like? What does the consultation look like between the receptionist and the client? Because there is one, they're building rapport.
Yes.
And so what are they talking about when they're waiting for the stylist to, you know, clean up their station and come and get them? What does that flow look like? Because you can lose them. And now here's the thing. If someone comes in, first impression, in-person first impression, and they're not feeling it, that could send that person on a downward spiral through the whole entire salon experience. So you want to knock it out of the park. That's our receptionists, our front desk, and assistants and receptionists or front desk team is so incredibly important in the heartbeat of the salon, because they see the client first. So
now I'm fired up.
I am so fired up with this. And I just thought about a couple times too, like when you go in, even if you go into a, not a salon, but any place that you go into a little bit later, it could be close to their closing time, and you walk in and people just kind of look at you like, oh, they're here. Like, we were supposed to start vacuuming. Like, you just get that energy and vibe, and you're like, okay, fine. I'm just going to turn around and not shop here and go somewhere else. Like, people are really in tune with energies and vibes, especially nowadays, right? So
yes,
it has to be so, so on point. So now we covered the prep. We covered the first impression.
The intro.
An intro. Now let's talk about the performance.
Yes.
Which would be the entire guest experience behind the chair when they're there from start to finish. And I want you to dive in, because you are the ultimate performer.
Dun, dun, dun. Zoom in. My face. No, I love it. So the performance is my favorite part, right? The performance is my favorite part. And I think that it's so crucial to start with a warm welcome. Now we have the flow, right? Yep. So with me, I have an assistant. I am fortunate. So James will go greet them. So lovely and so nice. And that energy is coming in correct, right? Mm-hmm. So then I'm at my chair. I'm ready to go. I have a clean tape. Click cape. I have a clean towel. I'm ready to go. My trays are already prepped, because I know we're going to have a color service or a hair cutting service. And I welcome them. I turn the chair, inviting them in. And I don't shake their hand, but I say, welcome to the world of Jay Laudner. Cause that's my gig, right? So they're coming in knowing that I'm fun and vibey, and they're like, oh yay. I'm like, you sit down, right? I let there be a light little pause to fill our energies, because you don't want to come in too hot, and I'm reading them, right? I'm aware of their energy coming in. I'm watching them. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, this person is cool, chill. I need to bring it back. Or this person's ready to go.
Yep.
They're excited. So I'm going to like be excited with them. And right off the jump, I ask them crucial questions. Mm-hmm. Welcome to my chair. What are you excited about today? What is one thing that you're super pumped about today? And they're like, I just want to be in your presence. I want you to tell me, you know, what you think is great for my hair. Awesome. What do you love about it? Mm-hmm. What do you love about your hair right now? Things that you don't want me to change that you're owning, right? Okay, what are now some of the discoveries that you would like to shift with your, are you ready to change your identity? Oh no. Okay, cool. Right? Are you ready to fully commit to a new life and a new hair? Because I'm going to be bringing that life into you, right? Okay, awesome. Do you have any inspo? The consultation, you spend time. This is your, a lot of times if it's a new guest, it's our first impression. So you've rocked the prep. You've rocked the intro. Now your credibility has to deliver on what you promised online, on your website, and now in person, you're in the performance. So everything, if they followed you for a while, they know, they watch your stories, they watch your lives, they watch your videos, they watch your context and your content. So now you have to deliver that and be genuine to who you are. So hopefully you're living an authentic life. So that is the moment, right?
Wow.
You're paying attention, you're giving them to. And another crucial question I ask everyone is, I am a content creator, or I would like to create content because it helps people like you to see what I can do. Are you okay with that? Mm-hmm. Right. Is this something you're okay with? To assume someone wants a camera in their face is doing a disservice to your business. And I'm saying that because I had that experience yesterday. Oh, wow. James had the camera out and that I missed the step. I thought she was just vibey. Mm-hmm. And she was like, hang on. Can you not record me? And I said, absolutely. James, set the camera down. It's all about you. She didn't want that. She wanted me.
Right.
Right. And if I would have just kept recording, what would that do to her guest experience, mm-hmm. right? So the performance, being clear on what they want and delivering and not under-promising and over-delivering. What are some tips and tricks do you like about the performance?
Well, I think the number one thing that we can't put off or short is the consultation.
Yes.
Because that's where things can go wrong. You can really lose a guest. And honestly, about 90% of the reason why people don't come back to your chair has to do with the lack of consultation. So,
yes.
And I get a lot of slack for this because I always tell people to book out an extra 15 minutes or an extra 30 minutes with their color clients when they're new guests. And stylists are like, well, that's time. Like I can get an extra. I'm like, but you're building loyalty and you're building the relationship. If you rush through a consultation, you may lose that client anyway. So you have to make sure that you're paying attention to the small details, and it's not skipping that consultation with your new guest. It is incredibly important. You should have a consultation, of course, every time, but with the new guest, it's more crucial because they don't trust you yet. The consultation, yes, it's to talk about cut and color and style and all those things, but it's more so they can trust you, so they can feel good with you, and they can feel like you got them and that you're going to like take care of them and hook them up. And what you're saying is truth and you're not going to overpromise and underdeliver. And I think that it is so incredibly important to make sure that if you're not inserting that extra 15 to 30 minutes with your new guest, that you really start to do that. And also, you know, with the performance, think overall guest experience.
Yes.
Here are some things where you can lose your people. I'm going to just drop a few. When a color is processing, you don't ever check on them. Where'd you go? You went out to lunch. You took a trip. You don't come and check on them. And I don't mean just like a pop in like, you okay? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean like really going over to them and saying, hey, Judy, how's everything going? Are you okay? Do you want me to grab you anything? I noticed that you're a little bit low on your water. Do you want me to fill it for you? Do you need another magazine? Like really talking to them. Are you comfortable? Is there anything I can get for you to make you feel more comfortable? Like really going in and making them feel pampered, just not like a drive-by, like, you okay? All right, let's keep moving. Do you know what I mean? We really got to dive in a little bit deeper. And I really think that you should check on them, depending on how long they're processing. But if they're processing for 30, 35, 40 minutes, you should really check on them twice, right? Because you never know what's going on during that time, especially with a new guest. So you can possibly lose someone there if you just do a quick drive-by.
I have so much to say about that.
And then the other thing too is when you're talking in a consultation, make sure that you're being as realistic as possible.
Yes.
Because here's another way that you could potentially lose people is someone brings in the Pinterest pictures, which we've talked about before. You guys, I know you guys hate these pictures. Everybody brings them in, right? But you've got to bring them back down to earth. It's your job as the expert to tell them what the expectations are. If you are, have the, even if you have the slightest doubt that you will not be able to get them to that level 10, you're going to say, you know what? I don't believe we're going to be able to get you to that level 10 today, but and show them, right? Because they don't know what a 10 is. But I have a good feeling that we're going to be able to get you to that 8, right? Because now you're protecting yourself. I always used to tell my girls behind the chair, protect yourself behind the chair, which in essence protects me as the owner, right? Because if something happens, I'm going to be right there. So protect yourself in consultations. You know that you're going to be able to get them to that 8, right? That's not a real stretch, but you're like, I really do believe that we're going to get you to that 8. You're giving yourself a little bit of leeway between that 8 and 10. And listen, if you get them to a 10, great. You knocked it out of the park. But what I see and what I've seen over time in my experience working behind the chair, but also just in this realm now of coaching, is that people want to please so bad that they are willing to do whatever it takes because they want to get that client to buy into them so much that they're like, if I don't tell them I can get them to that 10, they're not going to come back or they're not going to come in. Protect yourself. Always under-promise yet over-deliver. So the under-promise would be that 8. If you knock it out of the park, you got it to a 10. Let's celebrate, right?
Do a cartwheel.
Right? Because if you do the other way around and you say, yeah, no problem. I can get you to that platinum stage. No problem. We're going to do it in one session. We're going to do it actually in 4 hours, right? When you, in your soul and gut, you know it's potentially not going to happen. That is a surefire way for you to lose a guest and so many potential referrals. So think longer term. It's not just about the guest in your chair. It's what they also bring to the table. When they love you, they will send you all of their friends and family, and that you could put that at risk, you know, by doing
absolutely
that. My whole performance.
Honey, give it to us right or not at all. And you did give it to us right, because I'm over here about to do a cartwheel and jump jacks. Mm-hmm. And I want to also say is that your services need to be consistent across the board.
Yes.
So for instance, your shampoo experience, mm-hmm. we always did hand and arm massages with hot towels all the time. If we missed it, they were wondering where it was at. Right. But majority of the guests would never say anything. They would let it fester. It would come in again. Mm-hmm. And they didn't get it.
Right.
But then they witnessed someone in the chair next to them getting it.
Ooh, yeah.
And that was, okay, what's wrong with me? What's happening? What's going on? What's going on, right? And you also need to check in with them. And I love that you talked about that, not doing a drive-by, just, you know, going in and spending time with them, because a lot of guests, and this is a crucial question I think that, you know, you should ask for a new guest, is that what are some of the things that you would have changed about your last stylist? And most of the times when I ask that question, I was left alone. Mm-hmm. I was left alone, and then I had damage because I'm in the blonding service.
Yeah. I was rushed.
Rushed. Mm-hmm. So if you know that, and you've asked that question because you're setting yourself up to win, you know that Judy, because we love a good Judy.
I love
Judy is in her blonding experience. And now you've left her alone. And the last time you left her alone for 55 minutes, because guess what? She's timing you.
Woo.
And she's blonding. She already has an experience where she was left alone for 55 minutes
right.
with a lightener on her hair, and she had breakage. So you're bringing all of that back, and she's living in that space of fear.
Wow.
And oh, no, you're good. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, I'm not good. Right. I've already experienced this and it doesn't make me feel good. So spending that time checking the foils, right? Whenever I'm doing a blonding guest, I don't care if I do their hair for years. Every 10 to 15 minutes, there is a timer set to checking their blonde or their color, mm-hmm. or asking them how they are. And another thing is to, when their water's empty, mm-hmm. when their coffee's empty, if that's something that you offer, you automatically give them a new one. Everyone will say that they don't want them, even if they are parched and they're dehydrated. They'll say, no, I'm good. But even though they do, it's so true.
You said parched. I love it.
Parched. Is that the right word?
I love it. I use it all the time, but it's so funny. I don't think I've ever heard you use the word parched.
I think I heard it from you.
It's so true. It's like bangs. When you cut their bangs, right? They know they're too long, but you're like, hey, Linda. I love a good Linda too.
I love a good Linda.
Linda, do you want me to, are they short enough? Oh yeah, they're fine. But you can tell in her body language that you want, Linda, are you sure? It's just going to take me 2 seconds to get, no, it's okay. Just, Linda, I'm going to make them shorter. Do you want me to, all right, go ahead, do it. Like you have to coax them through this stuff. And so it's the same thing with the water. It's the same thing with the snacks. Like sometimes they just don't want to be a burden. So this is really all part of the performance. Think about your flow. Think about the way that you're moving through your business and the way that your clients are seeing themselves move through their business, which is even more important, and maybe things that you could tweak along the way. So last but not least, let's dive into the dismount.
Oh, honey, I love a dismount.
Uh-huh. This would be the checkout phase, the pre-booking phase, the let's get you on the maintenance phase, let's make sure that you have referral cards phase. Let's talk about all of the things that are so important to solidify that relationship with your guest, because now you're kind of, you did the whole thing, you did the performance, now you're doing the backflip, boom, you send them right out the door, right? But you have to send them off thinking about you. You have to send them off securing not only themselves, but also securing yourself, the bag, the money, right? Pre-booking their appointment. So let's just kind of dive into that a little bit and talk about maybe ways there's missed opportunity there, I think, with pre-booking. Like some people are just not sold on pre-booking. And I am here to tell you, and I know Jay, you agree, pre-booking is a way for you to create financial security in your business 4, 5, 6 weeks, 8 weeks out. So you look ahead and you feel good knowing that you have these people booked. Don't miss out on that opportunity, especially now that we're coming into the holiday season. Way more important.
And what will set you up for success in the dismount and sealing the bag, sealing it up, honey, you're collecting it, hi, is when you're in your consultation and the flow of the performance, yep. of okay, cool. So now, okay, you want to go from level 1 to a level 10. Awesome. This is going to be a journey. It's going to be about a year to a year and a half, mm-hmm. right? So let's talk about it. Boom. I'm going to need to see you every 4 weeks because I know you're a don't stop, get it kind of gallant guy. Right. And I'm going to be here for you. So this is what it's going to look like. This is, are you okay with that? Okay. Oh, you want to go 8 weeks? Awesome. So this will be a year and a half right. service to get you to your end goal. And it's going to be fun. We're going to have the blast. And each one, we're going to work at this. We're going to chip away at your hair dreams along the way, right? But we will, while you're processing, before we finish up, I will kind of walk you through that as well, right? They're already set up to win. They're already in their mind. Oh my God, I have to book. Let me already look at my calendar, right? So I'm like, let's already kind of navigate your calendar while you're here with me. Let's like make it fun. Let's like call it something. Let's call it like slay dates, right? Like now they're getting excited and you have this going on, right? And you're writing it down as well because you have to remember what you promised them along the way, right? So now we're at the dismount. And if it's you, because you're a solo boss or you're handing it off to the receptionist or your assistant to make sure that you have it written down and it's clear and it's kind for them. So now before they leave, you're going to say, oh my God, your next slay day is going to be in 4 weeks. This is where he's going to be working on your focus foil and the top area that we call it over the top. We're going to be over the top with you. So now we're focused on that and you're going to get a glossing service. Now things happen. But I'd rather you fully commit to have your day with Jay, right? Then to not book this in, because I know you're going to get a little antsy. You're going to be what? You're going to see a little picture fly up on your Instagram. We already know how it goes. And you can always move it sooner or later, but let's lock in this day. It's your day and it's no one else's. Mm-hmm. Right? So now you're setting them up to win in the performance and it's flowing into the dismount. You're already putting them importance and you're re-educating them on what the experience looks like. Mm-hmm. So it's giving them opportunities. If you have referral programs, mm-hmm. right? That should already be talked about, but you need the resources. Yes. So maybe walk us through like what that may look like in the referral program, because you're already setting them up to win for the rebook, the rebook, yes. But now we have other resources of take home, of let's get into that.
Wait, I mean, I think, so yeah, here's the thing. I think of referrals almost like, think of a first date.
Okay.
Just walk with me on this one.
Take me out, baby.
Think of this as a first date. When you really like someone on the first date, what is it that you really want to hear from them? You want to hear, oh, we should do this again sometime. Or I know this cute little restaurant. I love to take you there next time. Like those are just little hints to secure the relationship, right? Or the, you know, what you guys just have started on this first date. So the referrals are basically your way of securing the client and them saying back to you and taking the cards and saying, yes, I'll send you friends and family. You're both now feeling secure because you gave them the cards. They're going to hand them out. You know that they're happy. They're telling you, I love this. I can't wait to send my friends and family, right? You're securing your future for the both of you. You're creating the solid foundation for that relationship. So as a stylist, you want to hear, just like that first date, you want to hear, oh my God, yeah, I would love to send my friends and family. That's like the equivalent to, yes, I want to take you out on this awesome rooftop that I have been dying to go to. Let's send
them. Thank you, Nina.
Right? So I think that it's really important to think of it like a consumer. Consumers and clients want to be walked through the process. They want you to tell them what you want them to do. Not in a bossy way, but just you're leading the pack. This is, you're the expert. You're the professional. So not giving them referrals, you can lose that opportunity. You can lose the opportunity of solidifying that first date feeling for yourself and also for the guest. Because guess what? If Linda is also up there when Judy is being checked out and she hears somebody else handing off referral cards and she's not getting them, she's going to wonder why she's not getting referrals and getting rewarded for sending her friends and family. People hear this shit. They listen. So it's really, Jay, I love, and you said it the best. Number one, consistency is key. Consistency in creating this flow through your entire business from the prep all the way through, you know, the dismount and the exit. And really for me, it's all about creating sheer convenience from the time they look at your Instagram to your website, to the first impression through the actual performance itself. Everything needs to be convenient. They shouldn't be getting up for things unless yes. they go to the bathroom. That's it. Right. So I think just think about what we really want to do with this podcast is to get you to think about the overall journey through your guest experience. Where are maybe some loopholes or some spots where you could be losing your guest, and just fill them in. Plug them in with some of these things that we've talked about, right?
I'm just so excited for everyone listening, Nina. Like, I want you to make this a fun experience for everyone on your team. Like, why not walk through the services, the flow, like from the jump, from the prep into the intro, into the performance, to the dismount, and make it a fun experience for all of you to just step back, be a consumer of your amazing, fabulous business, and just take it to the next level. And I'm super pumped. And let us know on Instagram, slide into our DMs, light us up in our emails, let us know what y'all did and share your experience of what you did to consume the consumer side of your business.
I love it. And we love when you guys slide into our DMs and you tag us. It's been really awesome. We just want to, first of all, we just have to thank you so, so much.
Yes.
Because we, you know, our audience has been growing really significantly over the past month or two, and our downloads have been growing, and it's all because you're listening, you're telling your friends and family and fellow yes. stylists about it. And we are so, so grateful for you doing that and tuning in every Friday, or even just catching up a little bit later on a Monday when you're off. So we're so thankful and so grateful. And we look forward to just keep, you know, creating content that hopefully will help you build your business, feel more confident, and make you feel included. I mean, that's really yes. what it's all about, right? So any final words, my friend?
I just want to say thank you to everyone as well. And we truly mean that no stylist will be left behind. So please share to all your besties, to someone you think that will benefit from our podcast. And we just are so grateful. And I'm excited to see what all of you do and the guest experience in your salon. So make sure you let us know.
Yes, especially during the holidays. This is a great time to do some of these, you know, implement some of these things, yes. tidy up things a little bit, because you may have a little bit of a downtime right now, right before the storm comes, right? Right before the holiday storm comes.
Yes.
If you guys need anything, of course, you can always reach out, slide into our DMs with any questions, and make sure that you follow us on Instagram at Nina Tullio, and of course, my best guy at It's Mr. J. Ladner, and our amazing sponsor at Oligo Pro. And as always, if you learn anything from listening to us today, please know that it is okay to live in your truth, and remember to always live your life out loud. See you next time.